Hey, everybody. Just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up. And he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to mypillow.com, but make sure to put the code word Kate in. Thanks, you guys.
Sarcasm. It's just one of the many services we offer here at the Kate Daly Show. The show starts now.
The whole point of this country is if you want to eat garbage, balloon up to 600 pounds, and die of a heart attack at 43, you can. You are free to do so. To me, that's beautiful.
And Ron Swanson, Parks and Rec. That character just cracks me up. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello, hello.
How are ya? How are ya?
Well, I thought I was good.
Yeah? You're probably good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, we'll of course take your calls. Lot to go over today. In fact, I want to start with this. If you were listening to the local broadcast coming into the show, you probably noticed him talking about Shakespeare Festival. Uh-huh. Shakespeare Festival. This is just what cracks me up. So they decided to take it upon themselves to, you know, come up with some equity agreement. Leave it to actors to be very dramatic about this. So equity reaches, this actors' equity reaches an agreement on COVID safety protocols for the 2021 season for the Shakespeare Festival. Supposedly, they have come to this realization that they want to put a feather in their cap and the wind in our sails as we move forward, building the season. Also, they want you to know this is their plan. It is based on the entire festival being fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and regularly tested. In addition, work and performance areas will be sanitized every moment they're on stage, and all company members will be required to wear masks at all times. Well, except when performing, because COVID, when it gets on stage under bright lights in an audience, it doesn't do anything. So that's good. Whew, what a relief. So I love these guys deciding that as long as they're on stage 2 seconds away from each other, that they're just fine. Except when they're off stage, they want you to know they'll be wearing their mask as they're fully vaccinated. You got to love this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear Shakespeare in Quarantine?
No.
Oh, you got to hear this. Shakespeare in Quarantine.
Thou nature are my goddess. To thy law my services are bound. Wherefore should I stand in the plague of custom and permit the curiosity of nations to deprive me, for that I am some 12 or 14 moonshines lag of a brother, when my dimensions are as well content?
He's losing his mind.
I'm losing my mind.
I will do such things. What they are yet I know not, but they shall be terror on the earth.
Yes, there shall be terror on the earth. So
I'm terrified.
How do people sit around a table and decide a pandemic rule? Because usually in a pandemic, there's like an actual state of health that you follow. Like, you want to drop dead or not, and we'll pretty much do everything not to drop dead. But see, when there's no pandemic, you get to decide. You get to just decide. Okay, when you're on stage, okay, you don't have to wear it. But when you're off stage, that seems fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
There is no rhyme or reason to anything they do.
Uh-huh.
They constantly lie about numbers. They exaggerate numbers. They do anything they can to make people frightened. There's no other reason for what they're doing than to frighten people. They say 28,000 totals people ill. 28,000. That's a little over 10% of the total population is ill.
No, and that's not even meaning like ill in your mind. Because in your mind, you're thinking ill, laying flat on some bed somewhere, almost dying.
Yeah.
You know, that's not...
It's not that kind of ill.
No, it's this. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I had a little sniffle there.
But then on top of that, they talk about death as if it's a real problem.
I know.
0.02%.
Right.
265 dead people from car accidents.
We're on day 458 since we've been talking about this. 458 days. If I get to 1,000 days and we're still talking about this, we've reached the peak of moron. I don't even know. It's worse than that.
We've already reached the peak of moron.
458 days later. Oh, gosh. Okay, so this equity group, like I said, leave it to the actors. They'll come up with this equity group that has to meet about it and has to decide about it, which rules are fair. We have to find out. What will everyone be okay with? We're all in fear. And so they decided on this rule. It's like the same restaurant rule. You can wear the mask in, but when you sit, it doesn't rise over.
We hear all the time medical offices are going to continue to wear the mask.
Right.
3 weeks ago, I went to a medical office. Mm-hmm. I had to wear a mask.
Really? They would not?
4 days ago, I went to the same medical office.
Mm-hmm. No mask.
No mask. Nobody said a dang word.
It's magically delicious. It's just magically disappears.
It makes no sense.
Well,
it just makes no sense.
Thank goodness for equity groups to make these decisions. And Nomi Health, good old Nomi up there. Mark Newman from Nomi Health is proud to partner with the Utah Shakespeare Festival to give them all an experimental vaccine so they can go on with the play. Well, you know what?
Nomi Health.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. Anyway, they said they've deployed millions of tests and hundreds of thousands of vaccines. I hope they know they're going to be responsible for what they bring on doing that. But
you know what? I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't either. Not at the rate that... So Wyoming comes in number one as the state. Not Utah, no. Wyoming comes in as the state that has the most common sense about the vaccine and saying, no thanks. We'll wait and see. That Wyoming. Well, you know, it's cowboy land, and I get that because I think your cowboys can see through this. For some reason, our state just is running to get the vaccine. I don't understand why.
I have news for you.
What?
Anyone with eyes can see through this.
That's so true. I wish they'd do a play on COVID, like that Shakespearean. You know, I wish they would like do a play on the fear of COVID. If they're going to stand around in masks and be mask free on the stage, I think they need to make an impact play, like a teaching play, like a play that goes, find out about COVID and Shakespeare.
You can't. You know, people are too... I don't want to say stupid. But I go to...
I
go to pulmonary therapy 3 days a week at the hospital.
Right.
I walk up to the door, and there's this hefty kind of guy sitting there, you know, on two chairs. And he always says, "What are you here for today?" Now, he knows for weeks I've been coming to therapy.
Yeah.
What are you here for today?
Do you tell him something different?
The other day I said, because I love hospitals. And
who
he
doesn't?
Said, but you don't have any COVID symptoms, do you?
Oh my gosh. What is the problem? I swear I'm going to go out of my head with this stuff. It's that bad, you guys. It's getting that bad. I know that there was a doctor, one of the listeners to the show posted this, and I just thought it was so funny. I have to share it with you. But of course, it involves Walmart again. And we don't mean to pick on Walmart, but stop making your employees wear masks. This is just getting embarrassing. And so this was the exchange. Lady in Walmart. So this doctor puts this up. The lady in Walmart says, "Could you put on your mask? It protects others." Okay. So she says, "Me, lady, I'm a doctor. Would you like free medical advice?" And the lady says, "Well, sure." She goes, "Quit listening to the news. Quit following the radical propaganda. And for God's sakes, take off that damn mask and live." Yay. Thank you. I swear.
Yeah.
I wish more doctors would do that when people go, "It protects lives." And I don't know why I know that, but I was told it on the TV. I was told that it protects lives and in the signage, on the signage. And then over the intercom, it told me. So I know it does. I just don't know how. I don't know how that works specifically medically or in relation to any science, but that's what I was told.
What I don't understand is how they haven't noticed that it's down to about 20% that are wearing masks.
I know.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah, I know.
The chickenest of the chickens.
So true.
You know, you could fry them up.
Should I? I mean, it's so funny to me. It's getting to the point where I really have worried about us as a populace now. I don't have the same faith in us that I used to. I'm serious. It's a tough thing to look around and think, is everyone this lame? But because I know you're healthy. I know you're healthy. You know what I mean? Sick people usually stay home anyway. So it's kind of ridiculous.
If I didn't have so much reverence for the Constitution, I would almost believe there should be an intelligence test to vote.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'm starting to... It's been a strange one. And these equity groups are getting out of control. So I just want to remind everybody, Spencer Cox stood there and rattled off his speech super fast so you guys wouldn't boo. And what's really interesting about the speech was he said he believed in limited government, yet he started all these equity positions. So in government that pay quite a bit of from our taxpayer dollars. So, yeah, so this I want to talk about that. I would like this position, actually. It makes quite a bit of money. It's nice. I mean, I'm thinking about it for myself.
So you're selling out already.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a dollar. I you know what? If I can go bring diversity and fairness and equity to all, that's worth the price that I have to pay to get a really hot salary, like an amazing salary. I mean, come on, you know, I could do diversity.
I'm going to take your advice, Kate.
What?
I'm going to start charging for my services.
Are you going to
the public?
What? Are you going to do equity and diversity?
Yes.
You know what? You should sit on a chair at Walmart and seriously talk to me and put a sign out there that says, "Talk to me about diversity." I would love to come up to the table and see what people say. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. A bad, bad little game in the town. Man, I'm gonna hurt that burrito down. But these words keep ringing in my ear. A little bit is better than nada. Sometimes you want the whole enchilada.
Tornadoes. A little bit is better than nada. Reminds me of tomorrow evening, they're doing a taco thing over at Worthen Park and Cinco de Mayo and talking about the border and should be very good. You guys should go be part of that as far as that goes. Worthen Park in the middle of the city and big event and tacos. I love it. Okay. back here with you. And of course, get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. They are awesome. You'll love them. And they're swim spas to a regular pool to, you know, even if you want a small pool and jacuzzi, they'll do it. Fiberglass. But the Bullfrog hot tub is just completely amazing. I would look into that. Make your little backyard a heaven on earth. It truly is. I got in mine last night, and it instantly reduced my stress. I had a lot on my plate this week, and all of a sudden, I just relaxed. And I thought, this is like my remedy for stress. Go to, get the Bullfrog hot tub. If you're going to get any hot tub at all, it's got to be the Bullfrog one. And because it has just the best everything. Everything about it is amazing. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa. Tell them we sent you. Also, ABC, Auto Body Central, make sure you get over there for your needs for auto body, because they're fantastic. If you get in an accident, they'll even come to your house and do an assessment, and they'll work with the insurance companies for you and company for you. And I love that they'll just take care of business. They're just those kind of guys. What can we say? Love those guys. And they're fantastic. So make sure that you get over there and call ABC Auto Body Central. Anyway, you all right?
Sorry.
It's okay.
I have a little cough.
I know. It's okay. I when we went out yesterday, I was talking about the bikes, and I was a little hard on Washington City, I admit. I was actually a little hard on the whole situation. So I always told you, hey, look, if I'm too hard on something or if I need to retract, I will. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to make sure I get to the truth. But I do want to explain one thing about this. Because you know they're accepting probably the e-bike situation. E-bikes company is paying them for use of the land. Okay, so I was wrong on that one about them paying taxpayer dollars for that. But here's the issue to me too, because we've been seeing this happen a lot, and I did a lot of homework on this because it's a phenomenon around the country.
Yeah.
Okay, they're really pushing e-bikes and scooters. So you park your car, it's environmental friendly, yada yada yada. The problem we're having is that we have turned government into a full-fledged business, and it's partnering really basically with businesses. Now, you might not look at it like that, but that's a partnership, right? It's a contract with the city basically to run a business, and I'm not a big fan of that, and I don't like the fact that cities have turned themselves into, oh, okay, it's public land, but we're going to work instead of you just opening up your own business somewhere and paying for that and doing that. Now we're partnering with you to be on public land, and we get to pick and choose who we do that with and make money off of. I don't like that at all. But that's happening all over the country, and it has for about 3 or 4 years of these new companies.
Well, it's illegal.
I don't like it. Yeah.
It's illegal because the city government or the local government, the county government, has no right to use taxpayer money.
Right.
To invest in a partnership in a business that the taxpayers do not participate in the profits.
Right. But now in this situation, they're saying Washington City, because that's what I was hot about yesterday. But what they're saying is they're not putting in taxpayer dollars, but they basically are the overseer of public lands. And so to accept money from the business, because the money's coming from the business to them. Well, now you have a cash cow, and you can pick and choose a lot of different businesses that you would say, well, you can be on public property,
right.
And it becomes the cash cow. And that's actually what articles were writing about this all the way back 3-4 years ago, saying this is a danger.
Well,
this is like territory that the city's using for paychecks, for future, and they shouldn't be basing their budgets on this and shouldn't be doing this.
They're renting out our property.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do that.
Right. So that's my point, is that this is a big, I mean, I was pretty hard on them with the use of taxpayer dollars. But our taxpayer dollars built the properties renting out. Does that make sense? So I just want to clarify, and I you know, it's just we've evolved into something we shouldn't be. And we've turned cities. Washington City just passed their biggest budget they've ever had. Why? Why? Why are we doing this in this kind of volume? I mean, Pike got these city budgets up so into so many millions of dollars. Why? Why can't you just take in what you're supposed to take in and oversee what you're supposed to oversee? It isn't that difficult. They've made the job into a full-time business. Yep. I don't like that
at all. It's a business. It's not government anymore.
I know.
It's
business. Yep. So I just... That bothers me. And it really should bother the people because everyone goes, well, it's for bikes. That's okay. That's all right. You know, it's just like the number of parks. It's okay if we have 50 billion parks.
You know.
Okay. How many do we actually need?
The parks are the least of it. Mm-hmm. If you go out past Entrada, there's a new development going in. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's going in the lava field.
Okay.
Now, I've heard for years living here, the lava field is not allowed to be touched. You can't build on the lava field. The lava field is special. It's been set aside.
Right.
There's no building on the lava field. Until now.
Until now. Well, you can make that segue when you're government.
I see.
Yeah. I mean, when you're government, I mean, you can go, well, okay. So who's going to tell you no, right? The people want stuff and they don't, they need to be told, no, that's not the proper role of government, but we're not doing that as cities, right?
Well, they also need to know that you don't need a resort on every corner.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, caller. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the operative phrase is the proper role of government. If they have land to loan out or sell out or work with a business on, they shouldn't have that land. That's the question.
Yeah.
Why do they have any land that they can use for that purpose? All
right.
Land should be used for a proper role of government purpose.
I agree.
So that there's where the problem lies. We allow that to get out of hand. But I'd like to talk about something I've been wanting to call in on for weeks now about the virus.
Uh-huh.
And it's the disinformation tactic they're using. And I thought about this about 7 months ago, and it's coming to fruition. And that is they want people to take, as you said last week and you've said several times, they're desperate to get these substances, these synthetic, America call it, pathogens into us. So one way they're doing is they're getting people to voluntarily take them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by telling them, oh, it's 95% effective,
right.
90% effective.
And that's the number. So, that's the golden number, by the way, is 95. They always say 95% effective when they're talking about drugs. And that's the golden number. It doesn't matter if it is or not. They just say that. Yeah.
So here's the thin line in their tactic, because they want to get people to say, we're solving the problem, take the vaccine, and a lot of people are. But they want everybody to have this thing. You know, it used to go 70%, very seldom they're saying 70, 80% now. Biden's been saying, others have been saying, Fauci and others, everybody has to have this. So how do you get the other people to take it? Well, you do a number of things to tell the people that are taking it that's not good enough. Okay, you're taking it, but there's going to be these variants, and they're going to keep coming if everybody doesn't get a vaccine, because it's the people that haven't taken this shot that's going to cause these variants. And then there's a paradoxic effect they might use, too, which we know about, where you reintroduce the coronavirus, and it starts killing more people. And that's one way they can justify lying to us about the numbers going up. And almost certainly, when they start really forcing us to take these things, the numbers are going to skyrocket to get people to go along with it. And so the variance, the paradoxic effect, and the whole point here is that they've got to justify getting us punished so that we will take them. And that's where we're headed. So on one hand, they're saying we're solving the problem with the vaccine. But on the other hand, we can't really solve it until we get everybody taken. and they, of course, they're going to get the other people that have taken this thing to go along with the punishment of the rest of us.
Now they're saying 80%. They have to have 80% now. Biden's pushing 80. See, he wants 80% so that he can go herd immunity. It's an absolute joke. It's an absolute coronavirus.
Several times said 100% too.
Yeah.
They're jumping all around the place.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the whole point, my point there, the thin line where they say we solved the problem with the vaccine. So you that's why you took it. And then they're also saying it's not solving the problem. So even though you solved the problem by taking it, you're not solving it until you allow us to punish the people that haven't taken it. So they've got to get that stuff in us, whether it's a nano chip, whether it's to kill off millions or billions of people, whether whatever the purpose is, whether it's the mark of the beast, they've got to get that in this, and you're going to see more and more of this variant stuff. And one last thing on the variant, how do they know these things are going to mutate? They told us all these mutations are coming. They don't know that about flu viruses.
Right.
You know, different seasons, they have a different flu, but they're telling us we're going to have, and this is going to go on for 5 years and longer. One last point on that, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had that survival show on Friday.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're talking 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, they're talking indefinitely. So when people are storing up food and water and so forth for a year, that may not be enough. I suggest you start thinking about 2-3 years down the road. I mean, they've got to get this stuff into us for some reason.
Yeah, that's very true. Thank you for that.
It's a nefarious reason we can
I'm sure.
By all their lying.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah, I'm with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I had a thought here. What about the blood supply? You know, heaven forbid any of us would get in an accident or an emergency surgery or anything like that we would need a transfusion. But with all of these people who are taking the vaccine with the mRNA in it, their blood's going to be tainted and they're going to get blood. And then what's going to happen to those of us who refuse to take it?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know a friend of mine said, you know, if you're vaccinated, please stay away from everybody while you shed. And please, you know, let me know, like, can you wear a shirt that says I'm vaccinated? Because if we're going to star people, why don't we star the vaccinated? Because I would certainly like to know
who's
vaccinated, right? I can stay away.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, we'll be looking into that more. I'm talking with Mike Ovitz and Sherry Tenpenny's coming back on the show in a few weeks, too. So we'll address the blood issue. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. But yeah, I'm the same. I feel like I want to put a sign on those people now, and I don't even believe in doing that, but that's how I feel now. I want to know, you know, I want to know if you got vaccinated and you're around me, please. Too many things are happening to people that aren't vaccinated. So that are hanging out with vaccinated people, and they've never seen this before. Dr. Merritt said they've never seen any kind of reaction this badly from unvaccinated being around vaccinated. Not like this, not with the stuff going on. So I think it's creepy.
It's those little nanobots. Speaking
of creepy, the creepiest, Bill and Melinda calling it quits. I wonder if she finally went, oh, you mean... that's your plan, you depopulationist. Okay, I'm out. Who knows? Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, there's a reason. There's got to be a reason behind that one. But you don't leave all that power and money. I mean, she's married to Kermit the Frog, but you don't leave all the rest of that unless there's something pretty big. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine. Ooh.
And every day's the same since I met you. It's such
Does that take the stress away?
Pretty world today.
No.
Knowing that you're mine.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for that. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Garage Doors Only. They're on Bluff Street, and you can get a beautiful garage door, or two, or three, depending on how many garages you have. And that's a first world problem, huh? But you know what? These guys are really good at what they do. They're a local business, and several years now, the best of Southern Utah. They also service Nevada, and I'm telling you, these guys are so good. They did mine, and ours broke. They did mine, and I love them. I love them. They work perfectly. They installed them like that. I mean, it was just, they just did a great job. They're so pro over there. Make sure that you give Garage Doors Only a call and give them your business. Don't go to the big box. Just don't. Give them your business. I would love that. Let's take a caller, shall we, Uncle Milton?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate, Uncle Milty.
Hi, how are you?
I just had to call in.
Sure.
I got a story for you real quick.
Oh, please, let me hear it.
I've been listening to your podcast, okay? And your governor is, giving cookies out for people that come to to get their COVID shot?
Super excited about it.
A cookie?
Mm-hmm. A cookie.
Well, guess what? My governor's got you beat.
Oh, what's your governor
doing?
A
shot and a beer.
What?
A shot and a beer. You get a free beer.
Okay, this is one of the stories I have up today. I'm not joking. Okay,
that's you.
Oh my gosh. A beer.
So it's a list of breweries you can go to. One's actually two towns away from me.
Well, just get you drunk so you don't.
You got your vaccination, but I'm sure you have a vaccination card, and then you get a free beer.
Well, I'm sure everyone will be all in. That's enough. That's enough for me to bypass the whole experimental part of it, where it changes everything on the inside. Hey, let's do it. I honestly can't believe how many people are doing it to get on a cruise.
That's my second part.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's my second part. I wanted to tell you something real quick.
Okay.
I have a very good friend that I've known for 20 plus years.
Uh-huh.
She, her daughters, I've known her daughters since they were born. And obviously their daughters had kids. So there's this one daughter, her child is 12 years old, and she wants to be a boy. And she's very dead set on it. I mean, to the point that she changed her, she does not want to be recognized as her name. She changed her name to Ash.
Mm-hmm.
And she's adamant about it. She actually wants to have a sex change.
How do the parents feel about it?
Because she's 12. She can't do it. And her mother says, no way, you turn 18, you can do whatever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very revoltive. And she's like, really, I keep on saying she, but she wants to be called he.
Mm-hmm.
But she's adamant about this. Now, this is my tinfoil hat theory again. Okay. I honestly see it all around my area. I don't know if you guys see it or not. There are a lot of younger kids in the ages, I'm going to say from 10 to 25, that I can't tell if they're a boy or a girl.
Right.
I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I never saw it in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I really think that that gene-altering drug that they're giving people now full-pledged was given in the vaccinations at one point or another.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing, that's why you got your LGBTQRST all put together, because they know that people are going to question this.
Right.
So now they're going to say, this has always been this way. But now we're more sensitive to their needs, and now they can come out of the closet. No, I can't tell if it's a boy or a girl.
The androgynous. No, because look at the metrosexual thing that we've had. This has been going on for a couple of decades, right? At least, because I don't remember that in high school so much. But the metrosexual craze, and now it's just full on androgynous everything. But yeah, I'm with you. Something has got to be causing this. And of course, we have the social. Now it's pressure in reverse. So now it's the social advocacy. Is what I would call it, of having these tendencies or saying, oh, I think I am, because only a few. And Uncle Milty and I did the interview with Walter Heyer, who basically, you know, went back to being a man after turning full-fledged into a woman. And he, like he said, you know, with him, it was something very real that was part of a mental condition that was going on. But these kids almost are like, It's like a societal, hey, I can push some buttons and I can exercise my uniqueness. This is my individualness. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And so now it's like a little thing that they can say, well, look at me. You know, I'm a little different from everybody and I want to do this. And so it's different now. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, and you look at them. I can't tell what they are. I honestly don't know. I have a guy. He is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got hairy legs. But he's got beautiful hands.
Right.
I'm serious. His hands are manicured. He works at a Rite Aid, and he's giving you change. He's got long hair, and he's wearing a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, holy crap! You got better hands than my wife.
Yeah.
I see the physical difference, not the guy with the rough voice that wears a dress.
Right. I don't see that. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's physically, there's like a physical representation of the femininity going on, right, with guys. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
guys and girls.
Yeah,
there's girls I can't tell.
Right. I know.
You know,
it is. It's getting a little weird.
They've been vaccinating the public for such a long time, and there's so much going on.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm running into a lot more people that are a lot more awake. Thank God.
Yeah,
Especially in my Democratic hellhole I live in.
I'm with you. Thank you for the call. Very thought-provoking.
Yep.
Thank you for that.
No problem, guys.
Thanks. Interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
If you want a good sense of humor, go get Biden's speech today. He says,
I have to.
Go to vaccine.gum. G-U-M.
Vaccine.gum.
Well, yeah. Oh. We have a little, our little tyrant down here has given us permission.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, well, there's two parts of the story, from the state and from the tyrant. The tyrant side is, if you have been vaccinated and you can prove you've been vaccinated, you can now take your mask off.
Mm.
Now here we go. The state of Missouri says all of the state offices will open for 100% full employment on May the 17th, which is good for me because I have vending machines in the state and federal buildings.
Mm.
However, the little tyrant says they may be open, but I won't allow the public to come in.
Mm. Okay.
So we're going to pay the state workers to do nothing with no public there.
What else is new? Yes. Thanks. Appreciate it. Seriously. All right. Let's take one more call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
You know, there is a really serious question that nobody whatsoever is addressing.
Is Biden have dementia? No, what? Go ahead.
No, that, everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a pathé.
okay.
The reality is if 550,000 people have died of COVID, how many millions and millions and millions have already been exposed and have had it?
Mm.
And yet they're pushing this vaccination as though it's the only thing that we should think about, when the reality is gaining herd immunity has nothing as much to do with the vaccine as it has to how many people have been exposed.
Right, right. Well, you know what drives me nuts is down in the whole southern half, we've had, 265 deaths, right? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
265.
And, really massive.
Really massive. And then of course, your mask wearers will go, it's because we wore masks. And we walked in the restaurant with them, and then we took them off, and we're pretty certain that's what saved us. How people could come to that conclusion, I'm not sure, because you can sit in a restaurant without one, and we're 458 days in to this madness and lunacy. But at the same time, you know what? We have to be able to recognize what is a pandemic and what is not. And our society right now, our generations have not lived through one. So we think anything is a pandemic. If you know somebody with the sniffles, that's a sudden pandemic now. So kind of amazing.
Look at how they classified this thing from day one. They kept increasing the symptoms to where if you just simply walk and sneeze, you had COVID sign.
Right, right.
And the thing I'm saying is that until we start addressing the dialogue of herd immunity is not going to be a result of the vaccination, because this is the biggest lie they're selling, is that if you've been exposed to it, guess what? You have antibodies.
Yeah. Right? If it's a different strain? Yeah, I agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm with you. It's good. It's just 458 days of this lunacy, you guys. Do you know how many shows we've done on it? How much evidence we presented? You know, it was funny because today in the Washington Post, they did an article where they said, these are the doctors that turned their no to a yes. How about all the doctors you don't get to hear about in the thousands that are speaking out now? So for every doctor that they could say that about, I can probably dredge up five that absolutely don't agree with their bought and paid for narrative. So it is kind of interesting, you know? I don't know. All I know is it's just getting darn stupid. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Uncle Milty.
Hi.
I'd like to know, the woman that gave premature birth on that flight to Hawaii, she was from Utah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know if she'd been vaccinated or if she's just exposed to all those people on the plane.
That's a good point. That is a good point. It was a lovely story. Everybody rallied and they had three nurses on board, NICU nurses. But you're right. You know, it's funny that that wasn't mentioned. Yeah, but it's mentioned on other stories.
And I can't find anything on it.
Yeah, good point. Thank you for that. And but it's always mentioned, you know, in other times when they feel like it has to be mentioned. That to me is really strange. Anyway, I just, let me, somebody wrote a, in Russia, somebody on Russia News, somebody wrote this as a, as an opinion piece headline. Alternate history. Biden's account of January 6th Capitol riot isn't factually challenged, but serving a political narrative. Thank you, Russia, for understanding that we have a total inept piece of crap running the country. Oh, thank you, Russia. Why do I feel like I'm going to be saying that more? Thank you for pointing out what our press can't. Right, Uncle Milty?
Yep.
So, Caitlyn Jenner released the first ad for the transgender movement. She basically is kind of cool in the way that she's calling out some of their stuff. I like that. I like that. I like that somebody in her position is calling it out, and they're also saying that transgender boys should not compete in sports, because she's getting a lot of is getting a lot of flack over that. And I have to I have to give her props for that. But Jenner's a hot mess, and I don't I can't imagine Jenner running a state. But I've seen goofier things. Biden, who got 13% when he ran, when he wanted the presidency from Hillary, 13%. Hillary had 65% of their party. We're supposed to believe that he had the most votes in history. So I rest my case.
Maybe Caitlin's going to team up with Melinda.
Maybe. Maybe we'll hear some stories now about Melinda Gates. Yeah, the two of them split up. Can you imagine? I'm serious. My first gut reaction to that was, you don't leave that power unless something went really wrong. Really wrong. That's not just disgruntled spouse. Right?
That's right. Disgruntled spouses, that's not enough to walk away from $400 billion.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Nah. No, and
I mean, most people would put up with anything,
right,
for that kind of money,
right? Yeah.
So there's something else.
There's something very wrong here.
No, I mean, she might really just have decided that this guy is a total
evil
wackadoodle
evil
guy with horns growing out the back of his head,
right?
And wants to lead her straight to the burning fire.
There you
fire.
Go. Or I'm married to a lizard. One of the two. Yeah. Anyway, lizard people. Something had to have happened big. So I'm sure we could agree on that. Holy cow. We'll come right back. A lot to talk about. Hormala's at it again. Just wait. Just wait till I go over this one. Anyway, I want to talk about that. And I also want to talk about Deutsche Coin. And I want to talk about all kinds of stuff, actually. Some stuff with Chicago, too. So I've got a lot on the docket. And be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show. And katedalyradio.com is where you can get all the podcasts. And the caller was talking about the survival podcast. You might want to listen to those. That was last Friday. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.